Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Sorcerer of Pyongyang, a novel by Marcel Theroux, read by the author.
For Hannah. The Mysterious Book. One Sunday afternoon, towards the end of September 1991, a heavy-set 47-year-old man with thick glasses and unruly dark hair took his seat on an Ilyushin jet painted in the handsome red-and-white livery of the North Korean state airline Choson Minhang. The man's name was David Capsberger, and he was about to fly to North Korea as part of a 20-strong delegation of radical academics and trade unionists. As a haze of dirty smoke obscured the skyline of Beijing visible through his window, Capsberger removed his spectacles and dabbed his face with the warm towel offered by one of the eerily composed female flight attendants. The long hours of travel from his home in London had left Capsberger feeling worn out. His clothes had suffered too. His lightweight summer suit was crumpled and bore stains from a coffee he'd spilled on himself in the transit lounge at Sheremetyevo Airport. Across the aisle of the plane, luxuriating in the novelty of an entirely empty row, sat his son, 14-year-old Fidel Olatunji Capsberger. Fidel had been forced to accompany his father on the trip, which he was fully expecting to find pointless and dull. For the first 40 minutes of the 2-hour flight, he buried himself in a book. But as the plane crossed into the airspace of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Fidel glanced out of the window and found himself bewitched. The mountainous landscape that broke through the clouds beneath him seemed somehow prehistoric and mysterious, like a version of the imaginary world in the fantasy novel that he was reading. After a sudden descent and an abrupt landing that left the tour party shaken, the passengers made their way down the boarding ramp and towards the boxy, Soviet-style terminal. From the roof of this building, an enormous floodlit portrait of the country's great leader, Kim Il-sung, smiled lovingly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?